Coming up on episode number 398, it's the Bee Gees cover story, celebrating the birthdays of two of the brothers Gibb later this month, Barry and Morris. Of course, Morris we lost back in 2003, but his music lives on, not just in their own music, but in their covers, and you're going to hear some great reinterpretations of their music. If you are not a Bee Gees fan, I highly encourage you to listen to this music, and you may become a fan of their music. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's December 13th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Every week, I like to put together a show that focuses on one artist, one performer, and then play you several different interpretations or covers of their music to reintroduce them to you or to revitalize their music. Tonight, I've picked the Bee Gees, and the Bee Gees have been covered a lot more than I realized. There was a great cover album that came out in the 90s called Melody Fair, and you're going to hear a track from that. And you're also going to hear tracks from such popular current artists as Feist and Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins, as well as some older stuff from Beautiful South. It's all coming up, and we're going to get things kicked off with a band that whose introduction to me was this cover song, and I love it. I'm a big fan of power pop, as you all know, and I'm a big fan of the group Squeeze, and for some reason this song just sounds Squeeze-esque to me. It's Moxie Fruvis from their 1997 album You Will Go to the Moon with a song covering the Bee Gees, I Gotta Get a Message to You. Here's Moxie Fruvis.
Turned to me and he smiled. He said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, and you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the phone. Broke her heart.
like honey. Sweet lies, don't give me no rise up for what you're trying to do. Living on your cheat and every pain grows inside me. It's enough to leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever, but you're driving me insane. And I'm hanging on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I wait, I'm never giving. My love has got the power. Too many lovers in one lifetime ain't good for you. You treat me like a vision in the night, someone that'll stand behind you when your world ain't working right. I ain't no vision, I'm the girl who loves you.
Do if we lose that fight.
That are the Insect Surfers from that Melody Fair Bee Gees tribute that I mentioned. Melody Fair, Songs of the Bee Gees, which came out in 1994. A song called Massachusetts, which was, for the most part, their big breakthrough song in England. I believe it was their first top 20 hit single. I don't know. I'll have to relook at that. But I believe that was one of their first songs that really hit it big. New York Mining Disaster made the top. Oh, actually, New York Mining Disaster made the top 20. And Massachusetts was a chart topper in England and launched the group on their first wave of stardom. Does it sound like I'm reading? Yeah, I am. That's Massachusetts by the Insect Surfers. Before that, Inside and Out by Feist, who's currently really hitting it big with that song 1, 2, 3, 4 that you see on the iPod Nano commercials. It's so refreshing to hear such a unique woman's voice in music these days, in pop music these days. So for her to be getting the attention that she's getting is just fantastic, and definitely want to hear more from Feist. You'll find that song, that Inside and Out cover, on her 2005 album Let It Die. And then we start off the set with I've Gotta Get a Message to You by Moxie Fruvis from their 1997 album You Will Go to the Moon. And listening to it, I figured out what it is about that song that reminds me so much of Squeeze. It's that octave distance harmony between the lead vocalists, like you usually hear with, or you used to hear with Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook in Squeeze. Really quickly, I'm going to tell you about the sponsor for Coverville. You know, I always say really quickly, don't I? Well, this will be quick. Bluehost, professional web hosting for $6.95 a month. Nice and cheap, but they're not cheap with what they offer you. You get 6,000 gigabytes of transfer, which is huge. I mean, that is tons of transfer, tons of bandwidth for your site. 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, easily enough for a small, mid, large size company, or even for yourself if you want to have a different email address for different uses. And 600 gigabytes of hosting space. I could put all of the Coverville archives into one host with them. Check them out, bluehost.com, and when you're ready to sign up, use the link on coverville.com, which will take you right to their website. And if you sign up after clicking that link, I get a little bit of a kickback from them, but you'll be getting the better deal because you're going to be going with a host that has so many things to offer as well as excellent customer support. That's bluehost.com. Check them out. Now, the majority of the songs that I'm playing on today's cover story take place, the originals take place before the Bee Gees hit it big with the Staying Alive soundtrack. All but three of the songs that I'm playing are from the 60s and early 70s before Staying Alive. I'm sorry, before Saturday Night Fever. Including this one, which was another one of those really cool early hits by them. It's done here in a very dramatically different style than the original, a much darker, much more sinister style, and it's awesome. It's To Love Somebody, and it's performed here by Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan. I know they're back in the studio right now. Smashing Pumpkins are back in the studio recording as of right now. He's also getting some help from Cure lead singer Robert Smith, so quite a team up. This you can find on Billy Corgan's album from 2005 called The Future Embrace. Here's To Love Somebody by Billy Corgan and Robert Smith.
Some kind of light. You never Stay alive.
from the soundtrack of the Jackie Chan movie Super Cop. That is Siobhan Lynch with Stayin' Alive. That came out, well, I actually don't know when that came out. I think mid-90s is when he did Super Cop. Siobhan Lynch is the is solo there, but she is the lead singer for a while for Recoil, which was an Alan Wilder side project after he left Depeche Mode in 1995. He had put out a couple albums under Recoil before that, but in 1995, actually 1997 was when he really pushed forward with Recoil and had Siobhan Lynch doing a lot of vocals for him on those albums. Before that, To Love Somebody, featuring Robert Smith, performed there by Billy Corgan from the 2005 album The Future Embrace. So on the website, we've got the countdown voting still taking place. That's going on until the 18th. And once we've got that all tallied up, then we'll be starting the Coverville Countdown 2007. Shortly after that, on the 20th, and the last five shows of the year will be the Coverville Countdown. If you'd like to contribute, if you'd like to be a part of the Coverville Countdown, I would love to have you. Email me and let me know if you want to intro a song. Now, I won't know the songs you're going to be introing, so for right now, it's really just going to be a, hi, this is so-and-so from the such-and-such podcast or the such-and-such blog or the such-and-such website, and you're listening to the Coverville Countdown. Here's number 26 or something along those lines. But of course, I want you to make it your own and don't just make a word-for-word cover of it. Make it, you know, make it unique. Just email me. Let me know. Coverville@gmail.com. And if you have a certain number in mind, then I'll be more than happy to give it to you if it's available. I will tell you that the top 10 have already been spoken for. All right, getting to another one of those early Bee Gees tracks before the popularity of Saturday Night Fever. This one is done by another one of my favorite bands, The Beautiful South. It comes from a single for their 1992 song, We Are Each Other. It's a cover of I Started a Joke.
In my head for the thing.
feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, and then softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. They should all just let us be. We belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know the door. Care for you, well, you know down inside that I really do, and it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn, cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. They should a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, and then softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. They should.
If ever you've got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me?
Let it be like they said it would be. Me loving you, girl, and you love me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love
me? Run to me whenever you're lonely.
To love,
run to me if you need a shoulder.
Now and then you'll need someone older. So
beside you, and no one to hold. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me?
And when you've got nothing to lose, nothing to pay for, nothing to choose, am I unwise to open up your eyes?
Run to me whenever you're.
from what I consider to be one of the best cover albums from 2006. That's Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs with Run to Me, of course originally by the Bee Gees, as have been all the songs on today's show. That comes from the 2006 album Under the Covers, Volume 1, and I am still eagerly awaiting and hoping that there will be a Volume 2. Before that, a nice indie artist, thanks to Shelby from Shifted Sound. That is How Deep Is Your Love, performed by The Bird and the Bee. You'll find that on their 2007 Please Clap Your Hands EP, which you can get for $4.98, I believe. And then we start off the set with I Started a Joke by The Beautiful South from the 1992 single For We Are Each Other. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Programming note, let's talk about upcoming shows, because I like to do that. So the Bee Gees shows today. Sunday will be the Christmas covers show. I've compiled, usually, I think the last couple years I've done it, two Christmas shows. This year I'm putting it all together in one. It'll be a little bit longer than usual, but actually not much longer than usual. I'm not going to make it a double shot like the Beatles Thanksgiving show. And then the big episode 400, 400 episodes of Coverville. That's going to take place on the 18th. Let me see here. On the 18th, yes, the 400th episode. Now, I was planning, I'll actually let you guys help me decide. There were two ideas I had for this. First one would be a cover, an episode, 400th episode, covering the very first Coverville episode, so playing new versions of the five or six songs that I played in that very first episode. Or I can do kind of a best of 2007, the best tracks from the best cover albums of 2007 or something along those lines. So let me know what you think of either of those ideas. I'm leaning towards the 2007 best of idea because not finding a lot of great covers that I haven't already played that are alternative versions of the songs I played in that very first show. So let me know what you think of that. And to do that, nice segue. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message in the weblog or in the forums. There's a great debate going on right now about Ike Turner, who just passed away. And you'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. Bookmark it, subscribe to it. If you subscribe in an RSS reader like Newsfire or NetNewsWire or Bloglines, then in addition to the shows, you'll find out all that other covery goodness that takes place on the website. All the information about upcoming cover albums and reviews and things like that. So check it out, coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday for that Christmas episode. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Got a little bit of a Barry Gibb thing there.